So Tuesday, August 6th, we have National Night Out coming up. It's a great way to get to know your neighbors, and by getting to know your neighbors, you can reduce crime in your neighborhood. And as an added bonus, we compile a list of all the block parties, and then we have all the first responders show up. So we have PD, fire, EMS, Sheriff's Department, Highway Patrol. Everybody's invited, and it's just it's a great time all the way around. It's a national night out, so it's across nationwide, and there's thousands of communities that participate in this event. So it's really like I said, it's a really good opportunity to we encourage the block parties to get to know your neighbors. Mm-hmm. And with that, I always tell people, or I get the question, how extensive does my block party need to be? Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, over the years I've seen them, it can be as simple as you want or as extravagant as you want. We have we've had some that just say, okay, I'm going to try it. I'm going to set up a card table, grab some ice cream, and then start inviting my neighbors. Hey, that's perfect. That's awesome. And then we have some that they decide that they want to block off their streets with barricades. And I've had some that have hired DJs. And then last year, one brought out a huge trailer. So it can be as crazy and extravagant as you want. If it's something that they're interested in, they can contact me, Senior Master Patrol Officer Robert Scrivener at the Police Department at 276-1355. And what will happen is I will just get their information and the times. And I'll compile a list and I'll send that list out. If they do decide that they need barricades, though, they'll need to contact Raylene Steckline at the city, and preferably about a week and a half advance, so she can get that paper.